to say while you put your dishes and things in.
Well,
that's what I thought of was when you put money in.
That's what I see. I say, you know, it'd have a, you know, it'd kind of button in the middle, have a door on this side and one on this one, you know, and you put your dishes, cups, saucers, and plates, everything up in them safes, you know.
That's what you don't have a safe.
You didn't have cabinets on the walls and all like they got them.
I hung the skillets and things on the wall. That's right. Hung them on the wall.
What is the little bitty room that you put your clothes in?
That's closets. Little closets.
If you didn't have a closet, where would you put your clothes?
Hang them on the door.
If you had to buy a piece of furniture.
Well, we got some shipper robes that we put our clothes in.
Okay. What are these called here that you hang at your window?
Okay. Them's drapers.
And the little white ones, what do you call those?
Well, that's just a little white.
Yeah, I call it just a shade in between the
drapers. They ain't no shade. That's not a shade, please.
It's in between the drapers and I don't know what it is.
Now, used to a long time ago, hon, they had what they call a window shades and just curtains. They call them curtains, you know, window shades and curtains. But now, they call all this drapers and all like that.
Well, when you decide that you are going to have something new or something falls apart and is not any good anymore, what do you do? What is that? What do you do with it?
When I have something new.
Yeah, well.
And if I have something old, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
Well, we just give it away, or throw it away.
I guess that's right. We've got one sitting on the old piece and it's not so old, but.
If we didn't want it, I'd
have it. I thought this. That's new.
What is that?
Record player.
Oh, that's nice.
And,
you know, when we get through with them things cleaning me, it ain't fit for nobody else, we have to throw it away.
Our daughter and about a grandkid might see that. They'll come down here and want something. My daughter wanted that. We got a big old television in our bed. 52 blows. She bought one portable down here and give it to me and I put them in my room. I keep it in my room. You know, she give me that one, give her that thing, because I said, won't play. She said, I don't care, I want it. I'm going to carry it if you don't get it fixed. It's pretty, piece of furniture. Mm-hmm. And so she'll get it someday when she's down here in the truck.
We don't have a bunch of.
She'll come down in the truck, they will. They got a truck and a campus and they'll load it up and carry it back with them.
And it's no good to you.
I could say, well, I wasn't going to have a fish. It cost $50, so I just went and bought that trunk.
That's a nice one.
That's bought last year.
I bet you got colored, haven't you?
No. My husband is building one.
Is it?
Building a what?
A colored TV.
Oh, I
see.
Can he build anything you want to?
If he spends enough time at it. In the morning, what do you do first thing in the morning when you get up?
Say my prayer.
And then what do you do?
Well, I go
we go fix breakfast.
I go right in there and bathe my face and hands and comb my hair.
And then
fix breakfast.
And then after breakfast?
Clean up the dishes and
clean
up the house.
Not what I do. I come in and sit down and read you. That's what I do.
What's the second meal that you eat in a day? The second meal.
Well, that's dinner. We've always called it dinner, and a lot of people call it lunch, you know.
And in the afternoon?
It's supper.